Welcome to the Vehicle City Pat Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 10, our air date, Thursday, May 9th, 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again tonight by... That's her. Our special guest tonight, international recording star, Mark Blumsteel. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mark, I say international, and we talked a little bit off air. You're coming to us all the way from Rotterdam in the Netherlands originally. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was born and raised in Rotterdam and proud of it.
And had quite a career across the pond, as they say, as well.
Yeah, I first got to Nashville in my mid-20s, and I decided to record there. I mean, I got the opportunity to record there with the former manager and producer of the Beach Boys, and it's an amazing studio where Jason Aldean records all his records at. And what I did is I lived in the U.S. for 90 days at a time and then took my music back to Europe and performed there, had lots of fun, and then went back to Nashville. So it was kind of like I started building something, but then I left everywhere. I went. So I needed to find kind of a home base, and then I decided to, you know, move to the U.S. permanently.
And you're in Nashville now. That's where home is most of the time for you. Yes. When you're not out touring, correct?
Correct.
Well, now, while over in Europe, and we had some pretty impressive credentials to your credit there, for the European CMA Awards, Song of the Year in 2012 and 2017, Vocalist of the Year in 2014, the most up-and-coming performer in 2014. You have some great track records.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of those. It's always very special to get that recognition. It's just a shame that that CMA actually doesn't exist anymore. So after 2014, they didn't have any awards anymore. So hopefully I could have won a couple more in the meantime, but it's just not
there
anymore.
Well, now you just got to add to them with some over here.
I would love that. Yeah. You never know. Can dream big, right?
Hey, that's what gets us there.
Exactly.
And just last month, you were here in the greater Detroit area for a release party. Tell us a little bit about that.
We had a really fun show at Coyote Joe's in Shelby Township. Yeah, we released our single Barbed Wire, which is actually a 15th anniversary version of that song, because it's been 15 years since I started in Treasure Isle in Nashville. And it's just, that song was one of the fans' favorites. And I kind of like felt that my vocals back then were kind of like not fully, you know, developed yet as they are now. I mean, they were good, but I wasn't used to, you know, the whole up-tempo rock country stuff. So I felt that that song needed new vocals. So
when you originally recorded it, it was significantly different than what we're going to hear here in a few minutes?
Not significantly. I mean, vocally, yes, night and day for sure. Because I mean, I've been continuing to grow over the years. Mm-hmm. But you know, the same musicians that recorded that track, we basically got all the tracks out of the vault. And the coolest thing was that we have a list of 18 musicians on that song. And Michael Rhodes is a bass player that played with Joe Bonamassa and all kinds of other people. He passed away last year. So it was kind of cool to be able to listen to his bass tracks and kind of fool around with that, because it's probably, you know, the last time most of the people work with that, with his stuff. So that was very special to do. So what we did is did new vocals on it and, you know, remixed it.
Terrific. Well, this is Barbed Wire. This is a song. It was just the release party here 2 weeks ago, and let's give it a listen.
That cantina wall, she had a shot of tequila and rolled up resist all y'all. Sitting on top of her rusty brown hair, I was there, well aware. One look, she had me hooked like bye-bye. Texas drawl has me jumping off the fence into a free fall. Y'all, a country mile past all I'd ever seen. Long and lean ripped jeans roll me right on up like barbed wire. All caught in it, tore up good. Wouldn't tame a minute of a wildfire. Started in my heart, a real barn burner wrapped around my arm like barbed wire. She ain't cutting me. In my mind like barbed wire. Barbed wire, all cold in it, tore up good. Wouldn't tame a minute of a wildfire. Started in my heart, a real barn burner.
Mark Glumsteel.
That's very, Mark, very powerful.
That's such an upbeat, such a fun song.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's funny that, I mean, I don't listen to my own stuff a whole lot. So when I'm like, you know, kind of forced to listen to it, it's like, it's kind of special to realize the talent that I'm able to work with. I mean, that guitar solo is played by my very good friend, Chris Leuchinger, and he is Garth Brooks's guitar player. So that's just, when I think about that stuff, it's like it blows my mind. And then the wailing at the end is Kim Morrison, and she used to be background singer for Elvis Presley.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so
you're pulling in all of them.
It's, yeah, I mean, when I think about that stuff, it's like that blows my mind, you know?
Well, and I was going to ask you, yeah, too, who are you? You started songwriting at 11, from mm-hmm. what I understand.
Yeah.
Who were your influences growing up, and how has that changed since you've been spending most of your time here in the States?
No, not really. It hasn't changed much to me. I kind of like still listen to my influences, to be honest with you. Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to the radio, to new music. I mean, I do listen to it because I want to know what's going on and what's popular right now, but you know, a lot of the times I feel like you listen to the radio and everything sounds the same.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and there's talented people out there, but I feel like there's room for some difference. You know, it's almost like there's an artist out there that's very popular, and then every label in town tries to sign someone that sounds exactly the same.
Very little unique music.
Yes, that's kind of how I feel. And my influences when I grew up, one of my favorite songwriters of all time is a guy by the name of Joshua Cadison. He had a big hit song with a song called Jesse, and Beautiful in My Eyes was another one. And to me, he was just one of the greatest songwriters in the world. And then you have Richard Marx, who's always been a favorite of mine. Yeah. Great songwriter, does a lot of work in Nashville as well. You know, and when I first started listening to country music, because country music was not very big in Europe or Netherlands, it was all about line dancing. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of not cool if my parents, for example, did a line dance class, and I got kind of like the comments at school is like, "What are your parents doing?" You know, so you kind of get bullied, you know, because of that. It was interesting, and it's still there because they almost see it like a dress-up party, you know, like cowboys, sure, and Indians type of stuff. So they dress up and they go line dancing, and I'm like, yeah, okay. So that's totally different than what's going on over here. Here they do line dancing, yeah, but they don't pretend.
Although you still have an element of that at a lot of the larger country.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's just more cool over here.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to do, and over there it's just like they make fun of you. So yeah, it's an interesting difference. But when You know, guys like Kiefer Urban started coming up, and Rascal Flatts. That's the time where I really got into it. And Rascal Flatts, for example, worked with a great songwriter. His name is Jeffrey Steele. And he wrote, you know, some of their greatest songs. And I was always very impressed with that guy as well. So, and my dad used to listen to John Fogerty and CCR. Oh, yeah. So that's kind of like where my country influences came from.
Knowing those influences and then the types of music they do, what is your process when you're writing a song? What steps do you take? Are you starting with the lyrics and putting tunes to it? Is it an opposite? How do you piece together a song?
You know, that's always different. Sometimes you kind of like have the music and then you kind of hum. And then when you later go back to the humming, you kind of form words and then try to get a story together. Another time you just make up the whole story in your head, right? I had a song that a buddy of mine had a piano song. He's like, you know, I need lyrics for this song. This is an amazing song. We need to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, let's do some stuff and have some lunch at a Chinese restaurant, and we'll work on the lyrics when we get back. And I was at the Chinese restaurant, and all of a sudden, just the whole thing came to me, and I grabbed like a piece of paper, and I wrote the whole song in the Chinese restaurant.
All right.
So,
what was that? Do you remember?
So, it's called I Can't Tell My Heart What It's Supposed to Feel. And it's actually a song that is going to be on my next record, and so it's not released yet. Okay. But it turned out really, really cool. It's a piano song. We put strings behind it. So that's definitely something to look forward to.
Well, now we know the backstory as well.
Yes.
When that becomes a hit, we can say, I knew about this.
Yeah, I mean, we did a song last summer that came out, and we did a video for it at the Diesel Concert Lounge in Chesterfield. That was a song called Shake. And we were just sitting in a room with you know, one of Nashville's good songwriters. His name is Pete Salas. And then my manager, Bobby, she was like, we need a balls out kind of song. And she was like, shake what your mama gave you. And we were like, okay. So then the song was kind of born right there. And you know, Pete started playing some type of riff. And we were like, shake what your mama gave you. And it was kind of like, I was sitting there. I was like, this is completely stupid. And, you know, we decided to record it. And it turned out everybody loved that thing. And we, you know, did a live video for it, threw beach balls in the audience, and everybody was having a great old time. And I still hear people sing along, Shake What Your Mama Gave You, everywhere I go. So
there you go. And isn't it fun when something like that comes together in that manner?
Yeah, especially when you feel like, oh, you know, you kind of have a feeling that you're not relating to it yourself at that moment. And then it turns into something pretty amazing. You know,
how many of those types of songs are sitting on the floor somewhere that they just didn't like, yet it could be the next big hit?
It happens a lot, yeah. Especially like, you know, you hear all these stories about artists that are forced to release a song by a record label, and they hate the song, and it turns into their biggest hit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So yeah, stuff like that happens all the time.
The next one we've got queued up for you here is Everything You Do. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, Everything You Do, the funniest thing is that we did a music video for that in New Baltimore, Michigan. And we did that in January. It was freezing cold outside. And I don't know if you guys know, but there's a little kid in Michigan. His name is Nico. And he goes to all these concerts. And, you know, he's the nicest little kid and so polite. And he was at one of our shows, and he knew I was in town shooting a music video. And he was like, oh, I'd love to see you. His mom contacted me. And I was like, well, we're shooting a video. Come on out. You know, maybe we can find a role for you in the video. So we had him busk in a video, and it was just the coolest thing. We did the video in black and white. We went to a restaurant out in New Baltimore, and we just did a cool thing. And I really love it. And the people responded to it, and you know, the whole New Baltimore section of Facebook was like, when are you guys playing in Diesel again? So that's always a fun thing to see.
Great little area there, too.
Yes.
Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Everything You Do.
You do your best forever. You lose track of time, can't make up your mind. Sometimes you drive me crazy, sometimes your crazy slays me.
Another fantastic song. Everything You Do Does It For Me. Mark Blumsteel. Mark, you've got it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Truly enjoy it. What sorts of things are on the horizon for you? You talk to me a little bit about some of the areas that you're going to be performing. What's the next 6 months? What's the next year look like for Mark?
Well, I'm in talks to doing some awesome stuff back in Europe, which I haven't performed there in a while, so which is exciting for me to go back home and perform some shows over there and maybe surrounding countries as well. So that's something we're working on. We're doing some summer festivals. Gonna play in North Carolina for the first time, so that'll be interesting for me. Doing a lot of Michigan stuff again, which I'm looking forward to as well. I think this month we even have like two shows coming up. So that's something to look forward to.
24th at the Farwell Fairgrounds and the 25th of this month at the Unruly Brewery.
Yeah, so this is my first time in Muskegon, so that's going to be interesting.
Quarter Peep is from the Muskegon area, so we may have to make a little side trip over there.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome to come on out. It should be a fun show out there. And also, I'm doing the Texas Sounds Music Award, so that's going to be interesting as well. So I'm going to Texas for that in October, I believe.
Fantastic. Hey, now I read too, Mark, that you have a goal of touring, performing in all 50 states, promoting a couple of your charities that they're near and dear to you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was actually an idea that was that I had before COVID started. And everybody told me that I was crazy to wanting to do that, but it's always in the back of my head that I really want to do that. It's just like a bucket list type of thing, which I don't really have a bucket list, but wanting to visit all 50 states. So then you might as well do it with your passion, and that's music. And the other passion of mine is charity and, you know, the things that are dear to my heart. So if we can combine that one day, I would love to do that.
Well, and please let us know anything that we may be able to do here at Vehicle City Sound to help promote that, because I like stories like that where the performers are doing something more than just for themselves. And you are certainly that person that it's very obvious when you tell the story about the music video there in New Baltimore with Miko and the things that have happened in your career. You're one of the good ones. You're one of the genuine guys in this industry.
I appreciate that. I mean, it is kind of hard to find good people in the industry, to be honest with you. And it's, you know, we run into flaky people on a daily basis, and it's disheartening. It really is. Especially, you know, Nashville and the music industry can be so cutthroat. You know, what I try to do is be genuine and give people a shot wherever I can. I love having people opening up for me as well, you know, and I try to pick people that are truly deserving of that. You know, there's the several people in the Michigan area that we gave a shot and are so excited when they can get to open for us at bigger venues. So
absolutely.
I always love seeing that.
Well, and you mentioned some of those people. We have a mutual friend who got all of us here together, Chris Bartley.
Yeah.
And speaking of one of the good guys in the industry, Chris has been a great friend to us, and I know has worked with you in various fashions over the years. So, you know, a shout out to Chris.
Sure. Chris is a great guy. I mean, we let him MC a couple of our shows. Never again, by the way. just kidding. But he talks too much.
Chris.
No, he was at our show the other day. It's always good to see Chris, and he's a great guy. And
you bet.
Know, yeah.
Well, he introduced us.
For
and
sure,
we're grateful
yeah.
for that. And several of the folks that were on the stage with you a couple of weeks ago there in Shelby Township, he has also gotten in touch with us and will be on future shows. We're excited about that.
That's awesome.
And Chris was playing some of your music for us. He actually came and visited us a couple of weekends ago. And this next song that we've got queued up, we need to hear the backstory on this one as well, because Quarter Peep and I ended up cutting the rug quite a bit to this one. This is Move, and it moved us. We were dancing fools with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like something like some of the things you can't say out loud, you know. With stuff that happens, but I hope he's not listening. But I actually got a demo song and from a Nashville songwriter, and my producer was like, "This is one of the craziest or stupidest demos I've ever heard in my life." And we were like, "But there's something there with this song." And I mean, and I understood what he's saying, because the demo didn't have much, but the melody, the music in there was just not exciting. And what we did is we heard kind of like a Nile Rodgers type of feel. And we tried to go with that because I like to mix all kinds of styles of music. I don't like to be put in a box. So it took us like 2 days to kind of like get this whole song together in a way that we were like, wow. And that was really the feeling that I had after recording this song. It was like, everything's in there. You know, my falsetto's in there. You show off your voice. The music is freaking exciting to me. It's funky. It's still country. So to me, that's one of my most exciting songs.
Well, we absolutely loved it. We loved this one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's actually the song that kind of, you know, after COVID brought me back to my family in the Netherlands. This past, I think it was October when I went, because my hometown was looking for an artist to represent them in a countrywide competition, and I was one of the nominees with that song, so I had to go over there and perform that song. So that was kind of cool.
Fantastic. Well, let's give a listen to it. This is Move.
I know you feel the groove that makes you want to move. Hold on, girl, I don't want to go too fast. Cause I've seen the signs of it all before, but this time, girl, I want to know for sure that it's gonna last. To the right, to the left, I got you. Baby, your head and mine is right where you wanna be. And I can tell by the way you look in my eyes, you see what I'm seeing, so hold on tight and follow me. If you feel the groove, let's dance. Just dance the dance, leave it all right here out on this floor. And to the left, to the right, I got you, baby. Your head and mine is right where I wanna be. And I can tell by the way you look in my eyes, you see what I'm seeing, so hold on tight.
Lump Steel with Move. Love that one too. And you know, truth be told, we were dancing again.
I was thinking about that. I was like, maybe they're like out there dancing again.
Actually, we're playing Footsie Under the Table.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, that's something else too.
She lets things out sometimes, Mark. I don't know.
Well, you
Mark,
should
how
know.
Do fans that listen to us here tonight, how do they find you? Where can we get your merchandise, your music, and learn everything there is to know that we weren't able to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I think I got the feeling we could have talked for a lot longer. Well, the website, www.markblomsey.com. And then there's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which is now X. So there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of ways that people can find me. So, yeah, feel free to reach
Fantastic.
Out.
And, of course, those that are going to be here in the central Michigan to west Michigan area at the end of this month, the 24th at the Farwell Fairgrounds, the 25th at the Unruly Brewery. That will be a great one over there in Muskegon.
Or if you want to wait until July 18th, you can go to the famous I Own It Freebird.
You've got them nailed down.
That's an exciting show too. I heard that's a really, really cool fair. So I'm excited for that one.
It's huge.
Been around forever. That is really kind of Central Michigan's key. So exciting that you're going to be on that stage.
For sure. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one, and as well, Bay City. I think that's the day after that.
Absolutely. So that's and great music town too. There's a lot of great sounds coming out of Bay City. We've had a number of bands on here, Attaboy, just a few weeks ago, and good pockets of music in this state. Have you, Mark, over your career, come up with a favorite place to play? Is there something that stands out?
A favorite place to play. I mean, I always loved the theater settings. I played a lot of like bigger theaters over in Europe. In Rotterdam, they have a really nice one that I always love to play at, because for me, it's all about quality. And if you hear yourself really good, then the music will sound so much better. And a lot of places you play and you can't hear yourself properly. And it's also the crowd, of course, is a different crowd that's listening to actually to your songs instead of they're here for the party. That's kind of like what my preference is. I enjoy it all. But if you can ask me, I would, you know, have the intimate setting where you can actually hear everything. And then, you know, I just feel like my voice will, you know, pinches through everything over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But there's there's awesome venues in Michigan that we played at for sure. The Lexington Village Theater is one of them. We played a really, really cool church at Music in the Meadows, which was in Rochester, I believe. Which was one of those places that had amazing sound. We were supposed to play outside in the park, but it was raining. So they were like, yeah, we're doing it inside in the church. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, see what we're going to end. We got into this church and it was like a freaking music venue that you wouldn't believe. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah. And
this sound was just, you know, immaculate. It was amazing.
Yeah. Obviously makes a difference when you're hearing the pure sound.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, especially when you're playing with a band, it sounds so important, because a lot of the times when you play bars, you know, the sound is just not as good and you can't hear yourself very well, or you can't hear the backing vocals out in the crowd. So, yeah, it's a tough job being a sound engineer, I'm sure.
Oh, no question. No question. As I'm learning.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also hard for an artist because you can't hear yourself. So many times after a gig where at least one of my band members, like, I couldn't hear myself. Most of the time it's me. But no, I hear that a lot. The other day it was the same thing. It's like, I couldn't hear myself. I was like, it happens. You know, it's always there. Always at least someone.
Understandable. So. Well, we are certainly looking forward to getting out and hearing you, and we encourage all the folks listening to us to do the same. With quality guy, absolutely wonderful performer, and gosh, Mark, we thank you for being on the show, and
it was fun.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. I really enjoyed myself, and I hope to see you guys out there sometime.
You definitely will. Who do we have, Quarter Peep? Who's coming next?
Oh, yes. Next week, we have the one, the only Gasoline Gypsies.
Looking forward to
that one.
There
you go. Yeah, Caleb has opened one of my shows a couple years ago as well. So,
yeah. Super. So we have a tie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Jackie Daniels and Caleb. Is, okay. Yeah, so they all have open shows for me, and then great people and great performance.
Super. Well, I think that's probably a wrap on tonight's show. I'd like to thank once again our special guest, Mark Blumsteel. Mark, thanks again for joining us.
Anytime.
For all of you out there listening in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Check us out and like our Facebook page. That's Vehicle City Sound. If you want to get in touch with us, don't hesitate to drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Once again, thank you to Mark Blumsteel. Mark, really appreciate you having you on here.
No problem.
Everybody else, have a great night and be good.